Some of the most important open spaces in the country have been preserved through the efforts of land trusts. They're all over the place, and this weekend, the various land trusts in Oregon joined forces to fling open the gates, so to speak. Saturday will be the first ever Oregon Walk the Land Day, a chance for land trusts to show the public the lands they've preserved. It's access that does not come along every day to see some awe-inspiring places in a state that's full of them. Two guests join us. Pat Acklin is in the studio with me. She is, at the moment, the president of the Southern Oregon Land Trust Board, and we'll turn it over to a new president July 1st. But anyway, Pat Acklin's here. Thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
And it's the Southern Oregon Land Conservancy.
Okay.
No problem.
Joe Mall is with us from the Mackenzie River Trust, and he's the executive director there. He joins us by phone. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
And so give us a sense of what each of your groups have done over the years. So, Pat, talk about the SOLC and what it's been up to.
Well, the Southern Oregon Land Conservancy is the oldest land trust in the state of Oregon. We're pushing up to 40 years in the next couple of years here. And in our time, we've managed to preserve about 10,000 acres in Southern Oregon. And our more recent efforts are focused in Josephine and Jackson counties.
So was the idea of land trusts, I mean, was it something fairly new at the time the SOLC started?
They were, many of them founded at that time as another tool to preserve important lands, working farms and forests, and of course places that have special environmental qualities. On private land, as opposed to a public land preservation program.
All right, so that's the real issue here, I would think, that we're not talking about public lands. We're talking about lands that have been preserved, but not necessarily for public use.
There are some public lands that have conservation easements in order to keep them public lands in perpetuity. Local examples would be the Jacksonville Woodlands and Siskiyou Mountain Park in Ashland.
All right. And so, Joe Mall, tell us about what's been going on with the Mackenzie River Trust and the kinds of places you have worked to preserve over the years.
Sure. First, congratulations to Pat and everybody at Southern Oregon on your successful campaign recently. That's a really great project you've completed on the Rogue. The Mackenzie River Trust, like a lot in Oregon, has been around for almost 30 years. There was kind of a proliferation there in the late 1980s following some tax legislation that encouraged private lands conservation, recognized that even in private lands, and especially in private lands for some wildlife and habitat, the public value that's provided there is magnificent and worthy of protection and worthy of encouragement. And so legislation that encouraged that led to the proliferation. We've now protected about 5,000 acres, as the name implies. We started in the Mackenzie River, but we now work throughout all of Lane County and parts of Douglas County as well.
So you, the idea, though, is the land can still be used. I mean, it doesn't cease to be used for farm or forest, for example. But I imagine there are some guidelines for how to be used.
Depends upon the property. Depends upon the project. They are as diverse as you can imagine. Some areas where the highest and best use from an appraiser standpoint or from a conservation standpoint, maybe you look at a property there along the river and you think, you know, the best thing we could do for this is set it aside for recreation. Or the best thing we could do for this is set it aside to provide habitat for juvenile salmon. And management plans and things that put protections on the properties are flexible enough to deal with that. I think in recent years there's been greater and greater attention to the number of working lands and the opportunity to have lands that provide both food and fiber, also recreation, and also some habitat, and the creativity that's allowed with conservation easements and other land trust tools has been wonderful in helping landowners achieve their goals for that protection.
We've talked about conservation easements before. This is not actually taking title to the land, but just sort of getting an overlay on it, and that stays with the land in perpetuity. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, if you think about land rights as a box of crayons, and you look at some of those crayons and think, boy, that green and blue crayon, say, natural forest and water, those are really important public resources. Let's take those crayons out of the box and let the land trust hold those for the public. And let the rest of the box stay with the landowner, and she can continue to do with that land as she had done.
We're talking about Oregon Walk the Land Day coming up this Saturday around the state of Oregon with Joe Mall, who's the executive director of the Mackenzie River Trust, Pat Acklin, who's the current board president of the Southern Oregon Land Conservancy. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So Joe gave you the congratulations already. Let's talk about the Rogue River Project and the land that was preserved there.
Well, the Southern Oregon Land Conservancy is about to close the deal with the family of Robert Rule, who was a longtime Medford Mail Tribune owner and editor who won a Pulitzer Prize back in the 30s. And his family owned the property and had a river lodge there. And it was only very lightly farmed over the last since the discovery of the Rogue Valley by Caucasian settlers. And it is filled with high conservation value territory. Joe was talking about the way the public holding the rights to important environmental resources. We sometimes call those ecosystem services. And in the case of the Rogue River Preserve, which is 352 acres with about approaching 2 miles of stream bank on the property due to a large island that is part of the property, those ecosystem services are provided not only for habitat for things like for creatures like salmon and birds and so forth, but on our property there's a large riparian floodplain forest, which in a flooding situation does a lot to slow down the floodwaters, provide a place to absorb them, and also a refuge for small fish and that sort of thing. So we hope to provide those ecosystem services on that property into the future in perpetuity, as you've said.
And the property is on the Rogue River near Eagle Point, around Dodge Bridge, is that right?
Just north of Dodge Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which connects the Eagle Point area with Sam's Valley and Gold Hill.
Along Highway 234.
Mm-hmm. So that property, because you just closed, I'm sure is not included in the exploration you have for this Oregon Walk the Land Day?
Actually, we host a spring and early summer hike series, and we just coincidentally had a hike scheduled that's going to fit in with this Coalition of Oregon Land Trust program. And on Saturday, there will be three naturalists talking about dragonflies, which are an important and often overlooked insect. And so that event was already transpiring. And if listeners are interested, they can find that on either the walktheland.org website or the Southern Oregon Land Conservancy website.
All right. Lots going on around the state on Oregon Walk the Land Day. So it looks like the centerpiece of your efforts, Joe Mall, at the Mackenzie River Trust are Green Island.
That's right. We own about 1,200 acres at the confluence of the Mackenzie and the Willamette Rivers, just north of Eugene Springfield, just west of the little town of Cobourg. And this year, Walk the Land Day coincides with an annual event that we've had now for a number of years out there called the Living River Celebration. And at river confluences, you have a lot of change over time. The channels themselves change. You have side channels. You have gravel bars that build up and cottonwoods that topple and new willows that pop up. And the Living River Celebration was a chance for people to come and see that firsthand. And the fact that it coincides and is our Walk the Land Day project or opportunity is a great thing for us. We'll have 500 or to 1,000 people over the course of an entire day, a number of naturalist-led tours, but also just a chance for people to get out, walk, explore on their own, put their feet in the river, maybe just sit. Walk the land implies that you have to move, but sometimes the best reward is to simply sit and watch and listen.
Okay, it is walk the land at your own pace, not necessarily a forced march from the south.
That's right. Exactly.
We're talking about Oregon Walk the Land Day with Joe Mall at the Mackenzie River Trust. He's the executive director. Pat Acklin is the Southern Oregon Land Conservancy board president for 8 more days. And we're talking about Oregon Walk the Land Day, as I mentioned. You can join us on the exchange, 800-838-3760, for questions or comments about these particular pieces of property opening to the public on Saturday, or more generally about land trusts and how they work. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. It looks like trusts cover most of Oregon, but I do notice some gaps in the map at Walk the Land, OregonWalktheLand.org. Particularly in sage grouse country in the southeastern part of the state. I don't know if either one of you knows if there are any particular efforts to make some inroads and create land trusts in other parts of the state where there are none at the moment, or where they just don't have any holdings at the moment, Pat Acklin?
Well, land trusts are in a position of negotiating and working with landowners unless they actually buy the property. Our land conservancy has protected more land by working with private owners than through ownership. The Rogue River Preserve is our first big purchase. So it takes a willing landowner. And often in Oregon, there are large expanses of land that are already managed by a government entity, wildlife refuges, Bureau of Land Management, Forest Service. So it takes a particular interested landowner to want to make those to give up the property rights that Joe was talking about earlier for something like habitat. So we negotiate as opposed to zone or take some other legislative action to preserve. So willing partners are a prerequisite.
Which brings up the question, Joe Moll. I mean, have you run across unwilling partners or people who you wanted to be partners who just didn't want to particularly have that conversation?
Sure, and it's a good thing at times, because very often we'll get approached by landowners, and far more often we're approached. We're not knocking on doors saying, hey, we'd like to do a deal. Someone comes to us and says, we have this beautiful property. It's been in our family a long time. I'm concerned about the future after I leave. It's complicated. But when we talk about the what it might take, it gives people pause and gives them a chance to really think, what future do they want for this property? And when you think about some of those areas in southeastern Oregon, as you observe, there's not a local land trust presence. You know, I think a lot of those folks listening now might say, sure, I'm going to be walking the land because I got to check my fences every day.
Right.
I walk the land every day. And so for the land trust community, which has come, quite frankly, from a historic position of, hey, there are things threatened out there, an endangered species, a kind of plant, maybe a particular ecosystem, and we need to do something about them. There's a real new awareness that, you know, there is value in all of these lands for all sorts of things, far beyond just endangered species. And in fact, endangered species can be such an incendiary thing that it makes it difficult to talk about those things. You know, at the height of the Malheur crisis last year, what a lot of people didn't realize is there had been years of work by a number of groups, including the Wetlands Conservancy based in Portland, the Fish and Wildlife Service, local landowners, at doing the kind of discussions about the future of the land and how to collaborate and work together to keep it intact, going on behind the scenes that was bringing in significant money for work there. So the presence or absence of a particular land trust in a local community doesn't mean that that kind of work isn't being carried out. There are also national organizations like the Trust for Public Land, the Nature Conservancy, and regional organizations like Oregon Range Land Trust that are doing work in those larger geographies. They might not just have an office there or the staff to have an outreach event like this, but you can bet that in those communities there are going to be a lot of people walking the land like they do every day.
Pat Acklin, how expensive does it get to do the work of land trusts? Because even if you're not buying land outright, you're spending some money on the easements, I would think, and giving some money to the landowners in return for their agreement to use it only a certain way.
Actually, some trusts do purchase conservation easements from landowners. The Southern Oregon Land Conservancy hasn't done that yet. Often, the landowners have to pay a considerable price to have the ecological work done or the baseline for the property done in advance. And also they're required to place a certain amount of money in a trust account for future monitoring of this property that will be the easements for which will be held forever. So the costs are significant to the landowner. On occasion, a trust might raise money to help with those costs, depending on the value of the property.
Let's take a call. We have Jeff in Medford on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Pat Acklin and Joe Mall. We're talking about Oregon Walk the Land Day.
Are you calling for Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Jeff could enlighten me as to the status of what was the John Day Ranch just to the west of Lower Table Rocks and near the old Goldray Dam.
Okay, let's see if Pat has an answer. Thanks for that, Jeff.
Well, some of that property, and again, we don't hold an easement there, but we did assist in raising some money for a piece that's held now by the Nature Conservancy and the BLM. So that was a effort that was done by private or by nonprofits and the public sector a number of decades ago. And of course, on the BLM property, there's a trail and guided hikes and that sort of thing. So I'm sorry, the Land Conservancy doesn't hold that property in trust, so I don't know all the details.
Okay, it's a conservancy, but not your conservancy. It's the Nature Conservancy. That's right. I forgot they hold a fair number of chunks, or at least some issues with them around the Table Rocks.
Generally larger tracts, and of course they're worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just a minute or so left here. So, Joe Mall, what will be the measures of success for this first-time effort at Oregon Walk the Land Day?
You know, last year, Land Trusts tracked about 70,000 people through events across all the members of the Coalition of Oregon Land Trusts. And, you know, if we can get a major percentage of those people out on this one day, that's one of the great objective measures. The subjective measures are when you see people arrive on these properties, Green Island or any of these places, and you see the relaxation that they show and the smiles on their faces, and especially the children that come out and play and get muddy and get wet and laugh, and that's the real success that we feel. That's what charges and keeps us going with this kind of work.
It sounds like an exciting day, but potentially a fairly hot one, Pat Acklin.
Yes, so it'll be a warm day, so bring your water bottle and wear a hat.
And if you want to find all the events, they are all at OregonWalkTheLand.org. There's a link there from our own website from the blurb about this particular discussion we've just finished up here on the Jefferson Exchange, OregonWalkTheLand.org or JeffExchange.org. Pat Acklin, president of the Southern Oregon Land Conservancy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Joe Mall, executive director of the McKenzie River Trust, thank you.
Really appreciate the opportunity, Jeffrey. Thank you.